Hello, family. Welcome back to another episode of Millennial Gems Podcast. I am your host, K-I-L-L-A, and today, another special guest blessing us with their presence. I've known this gentleman a few years now, actually more than a few years. If we go back to like our college days, another one of my good college buddies.
We go back.
Definitely way back. Like, I think we're like over like a decade now, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, we go way back.
Yeah, no, time flies, man.
Hell yeah. But family, I want to introduce you guys to my man, Andres Tejada, a.k.a. Dre-Se. Man.
What's going on, everyone? Appreciate you having
me, man.
This is a cool setup. I like it, You know, this is super
it's
official.
Something. It's something to start with, you know. I'm just, as I try to work my way to get my own studio eventually, you know, this is just... This is how it's going to be the beginnings.
Yeah, no, I like it, man. Podcast is the way people are consuming content Absolutely. Now, you know, especially with all the reels and everything. I like it. It's cool.
So first thing I like to start off, you know, I like to start off every conversation with asking my guests and kind of, you know, gauging how they've been feeling, you know, maybe like the past like 6 months, I would say. Maybe if you want to just do like this week or this month. But I like to ask, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, how are you feeling physically, mentally, and, you know, just brand-wise? Like, you know, 1 being the absolute worst, yeah, and then 10 just being, like, the absolute greatest. And you can break them down individually, or you can just give, like, an average scale of, like, all three of them. But, you know, how is Dre doing as of lately?
Man, I'm feeling good, man, especially this past 6 months. I've definitely just been putting a lot more focus on my health. My boy Caleb, he has a company called 2190.
Basically invested with him, man.
Will Dilly, you know what I'm saying? Just my mental and my physical strength has just gone up this year. I feel really good on a like personal level too. I actually just got married as well. So
my guy.
Like, you know, relationship wise, thank you, man. So relationship wise, I'm good there. And, you know, business wise, I'm doing good too, you know. I was able to hire a few people this year and just kind of expand on the business and just work with more clients. And honestly, man, it's just like I'm going into 2023 strong, and it's only going up. Like
as it should.
And just constantly investing in myself. But yeah, I'm super happy right now. I'll say 10, man.
Wow. Okay, that's the first. That's the first 10 I got so far. That was good.
No, I feel good, man.
Word. So how do you go about, so just in case you don't know, or anybody else who's just now tuning in for the first time, this is a self-improvement podcast. Mm-hmm. So, you know, everybody has their different ways of improving themselves, getting 1% better every day. So how do you go about mm-hmm. getting better every day? How do you self-improve every day?
I think it's just setting goals. Like, you know, I think that when you set some goals, you actually work towards something. So whether it be your physical health, like at the beginning of the year, I was like, oh, I want to get to 15% body fat. Like that was my thing. And I think I started at like 23%. Now I'm down to like 16. So I'm not quite there at my goal, but I know what I have to keep doing. Like I know that it's working. So I'm constantly just trying to has goals and then always just revisit them constantly, you know, having them in front of me, especially in terms of like my business. You know, I always say I want to grow my business, but some, you know, I always ask myself like, how am I going to do it? And this year I started hiring people who are helping me with the process, with helping me with editing, helping me with filming. So it frees up a lot more space in my time. But honestly, I look at my life like I almost like a calendar and goal based. So that's how I kind of get through it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So you finally getting some, you got some systems in place now.
Yeah. No, I have to. I feel like I'm one of those people. I have to be prepared going into something. Like if I don't have it in my calendar or, you know, I get lost. You know what I mean? Like my calendar, if I showed you, it's just crazy. Like I even have like doing my laundry on a, you know what I mean? Like it's like from personal to business. Yeah, but it's really cool that I have this app called Trello, and basically I separate it between personal and business. Mm. And then throughout the day, things that I think about, I just list them out. Okay, this is what I have to do. I have to go home. I have to answer this email. I need to send this invoice. And, you know, I need to do this. I need to edit this video. So I kind of put it in a list format.
Okay.
And it makes me feel good because once I get through that thing, I'm like, okay, I was able to do something today. I'm able to check off three things off my list. So I have like a personal one and then also a business one. So
it keeps me really organized. What's this app called?
Trello. So it's Trello. And it's really cool. Like you basically just you make groups, like a main group, and then you can make subgroups of like what you want to do. So big shout out to my sister-in-law, Jam. She showed me that. She works in like HR, and you know, she's really organized. So I'm like, you know, what do you do to stay organized? And she uses that. So
right, okay.
That's what I use.
Yeah, I'm normally like the planner type. Like I have to have like the notebook, or sometimes I may use like my like phone notes. Like sometimes,
oh, yeah.
Mainly I'm like I like to have like the actual physical planner like in front of me, and then I just try to stick to like whatever I have blocked off in that hour. Try to just, you know, do it that way. And even if I don't get done what's in that hour, you know, I'm sure I'm going to circle back to it, even if, you know, I don't get to it.
Yeah. But, yeah.
You know, I just try to make sure that I get everything.
That's what I love.
My bad. What are you saying?
Oh yeah. That's what I love about the list. That's what I love about the list is, like you said, like you're going through a list, you're checking stuff off, and it's, you know, the goal is not necessarily to check off everything in a day, but you know, you feel good because you work towards the goal to get those things accomplished, you know, to get your things accomplished. So, yeah, no, me and you think alike, man. You just got it on paper.
All right. So let's take me back to before Dreyse even like became like a big brand. Well, you know, I know you're still like, you know, building the brand, but take me back to the beginning of like, you know, when you kind of got into like the camera and, you know, photography and like the videography. Cause I remember from my knowledge, I think it was like our senior year. So, you know, we were roommates and stuff. And I think that was probably the first time that I think I kind of seen you kind of exploring like photography and stuff like that. I don't know. Like, were you doing that like before then, or did that kind of just start like 2015, like that year, like that final year?
Yeah, no, I started in like 2013. Oh, okay. So my sophomore year in college. Yeah, so like I picked up a camera. My boy E, you know, he does music, E to MC.
Man.
And he was like my first, you know, he used to do music, and you know, I ended up picking up a camera. I was like, yo, let's just, you know, take some photos and stuff like that. And I slowly started to like really love it. You know what I mean? Like it really became like a passion. I was watching, you know, 2-3 hour videos on YouTube, and, you know, and I wasn't getting paid for any of this. It was just something that I just loved to do naturally. And then, you know, the pictures I was taking of E, you know, everyone started asking who's taking those photos, who's doing that. So that's how I started networking with people around the school, and everybody was super creative. You know, before I picked up a camera, I was very sports driven. So I grew up playing sports, football, basketball, you know, soccer, like track. And when I went to college is when I really, you know, started diving into what other people do, you know, in the creative space. And I'm like, wow, like, you know, I don't have the sports anymore. And it's like, I had to really think like, man, like, what can I do? Like, what else do I offer? You know, I know I'm in school right now and that's my focus, but like, what am I outside of this? And then, you know, when I found the camera, I knew like this was something that, you know, I wanted to do, and I'm still around, you know. It's one of those things where like, you know, when you start something like that, you really have to be passionate about it. And you know, you don't feel like you're working. You're just doing what you love. But yeah, that's basically where it started. 2013. And then, yeah, senior year, I definitely was diving in a little bit deeper, and you probably saw me doing more
photo shoots. Yeah, like I would always see you like around like the campus, and, like the campus events and stuff like that with like UTA and like MSA and stuff like that. You know, just a lot of like the events they were like putting on, I'd always like see you there, like in the corner or set up somewhere, just, you know, grabbing photos. Even when you were there, like in the, I think it was even like junior year, like in the apartment, like you were just taking, I don't know if you were just like, we were all just kind of like congregating.
Oh, yeah.
Like in like the, around like the table and stuff like that. You were just taking pictures, and like the ones that you sent me, I was like, yo, these are dope as hell.
Yeah.
Like, I love these, like these are fire. So
yeah, like, you guys, you guys were the test subjects. Right, like,
just casual conversation, and Dre just there, like, we ain't like, mind you, I really didn't even notice that you were just there with the camera, like just taking photos and stuff like that. But when you finally showed me, I was like, oh, these are dope, because you know, like those off guards be like super fire, at least I think so. But
oh yeah,
nah, those were dope.
Yeah, I really became passionate about like capturing the moment, you know what I mean? Like, you know, when you take a photo, you don't get that, you know, you get that moment back by looking back at a photo, like, you know, that memory, you capture a memory. So whenever we were around, I was like, you know what, let me bring my camera and stuff like that. And it was good practice for me. And also, you know, you guys are my boys. So like, I also wanted to document and like, you know, our friendship and stuff like that. And I have all those photos. Those are classics. Yo,
I had them. I don't even know if classics. I don't have them on like this phone, but I remember before I changed phones, I definitely got it. I used to love looking at those. I was like, yo, man, this is the start of something right here. Because, like, you know, obviously now, for those who don't know, like, Dre, he's done some work for me so far. Like, I've done, what, two photo shoots with you, I believe?
Yeah. Did some video, do some photos.
We've done some content over the years. Now I kind of want to, you know, ask, like, okay, when does like Dre say like the name, like when does this like become like a light bulb in your head? You're just like, oh, let me make this bigger than what this is, you know, what this is right now. Like, I see what I'm doing, but like,
when it started,
like,
off.
When are you just like, all right, maybe it's time I need to take this up a notch.
Yeah, I think it was like the first time it started off as a passion. But when I first got paid, you know, big shout out to Nate, you know, he's a fitness trainer.
Mr. LTI.
He really like was in my ear. Yeah. Mr. LTI, you know what I'm saying? I did a photo shoot for him, and you know, it was free. You know what I mean? He was just my boy. And you know, I think he handed me like $100. He was like, here. And I was like, wait, I was like, no, you don't got to do that. Like, and I think from there, I started realizing like, wow, like I'm valuable. I could get paid for this. Like, not only do I love it, but I could also make money
so
from it.
So what?
And
sorry,
you know, from there,
like what year is this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Like, that just happens.
This is probably like, man, I started taking photos 2013, maybe a year after that. Like, I was just connecting and doing photos for a year, like completely for free. Like, before I even got my first dollar, you know what I'm saying? And when he gave me that 100, I was like, oh, like, I was just doing this for fun. Like, I didn't think I was going to get paid from this. And then from there, I started realizing that, wow, I built up a network of people. And I was like, man, you know what? I don't have to charge a lot of money. Like, yo, let me see if I can get $50 here and there. And, you know, in college, I didn't have a lot of money. You know, you don't have a lot of money in college. And you know what I mean? Like, you remember, Akilah. Like,
survival of the fittest.
Yeah. So I was thinking in my head, I was like, man, imagine if I could just make like $50 in a week, you know, that could get me into the party on Friday, you know, like, you know, and go out, grab my little pizza at night. You know what I mean? It'll be enough for me. And I started utilizing my connections, and I started making like money, man, like a couple $100 here, you know, $50 here. And then I think it really took off when I finished college, and then I realized like, whoa, like people are recommending me now. So like now my reach is different. When you're in college, you know, people go back home to different towns and cities and stuff like that. And people had connections with small business owners, and like, it just kept going and going and going. And I'm like, wow, it was crazy. I didn't even like put a dollar into marketing at that time. And it was just like all word of mouth, like, go do your photos and videos with Dre. Like, and I really appreciate everybody who did that, because, like, you don't understand, like, that, like, really took me off. And now, you know, I invest a little bit more in advertising and things like that, but that was the step, like, that really took me off.
Man, I'm honestly, like, proud to see, like, how far, like, this is, like, come, and, like, how far this is about to go. Like, Dre Say, I think, is, you know, we're going to turn this into, like, a worldwide, you know, brand, you know, with the photography, the videography. Like, are there any other, like, things you have, that you do, like, outside of, like, photography and, like, videography as well?
As I'm getting older, you know, I'm reading a little bit more books about entrepreneurship, and a lot of people, man, who are successful, they got real estate. So I'm learning about real estate. I'm learning about stocks. I'm trying to, you know, I love being behind the camera, but also I also need to think about the future too. You know, 20 years down the road, like, am I really going to be going out to these photo shoots and stuff like that? I got to think bigger picture right now. And so, you know, that's why I'm building up a team now. And then also, you know, on the side, you know, trying to see what I could do with some real estate, and, you know, just having goals there too. I don't own any, real estate property. Like, I own my own home right now, but, like, in terms of investor property, I'm working towards that. And, you know, I hope to like, dive into that and do some more of that stuff.
Got you. Okay, so before like the photography and stuff like that, did you have like a specific like major? Like, you already, did you have like an idea of like what you were coming into college like for?
Oh yeah.
Before you got to kind of like the photography? Because I feel like when I met you, I feel like, obviously, like, photography wasn't, like, a thing of, like, on your mind. Like, I knew you was in, like, something related to, like business, like, accounting, something like that related to, like, so Jamari was. Like, I know Jamari was, like, accounting or something like that, but kind of just talk about, like, what you were interested in, like, before photography kind of took off.
Oh, yeah. So I went into school for accounting, and, you know, to be completely honest, I am an accountant. So, like, what I do as a full-time, I'm actually an auditor. So, like, I do this full time and run my business at the same time. And, you know, I really wanted to really say that, because, you know, some people think you don't have time to do everything, but, you know, with good time management, you really can. You know, the time is there if you really set aside the time. But when I went into school, I knew I wanted to be an accountant. Like numbers, I like math, you know, it just kind of fit with me. And right now, I'm currently, I'm still an auditor. You know, I got my first job right out of college. And, you know, that's what I do, nine to five, Monday through Friday type of thing. And then, you know, nighttime and weekends, I run my business.
I heard you. So with this journey so far, you know, up until, like, right now, what have you learned most about yourself? And what do you still feel you're, like, improving at?
You know, one thing, you can never stop learning. So
absolutely.
One thing that I really, like, try to do is I really try to learn from all avenues. Like, I love YouTube. Like, man, there's so much knowledge on YouTube. And, you know, oh my God. Yeah. Like, you know, whether it be, you know, just personal finances, just like, just learning about anything. It's like, I really try to, like, I dive into something I want to learn about. And then I try to, you know, find a book or, like, you know, try to find, like, a, you know, a YouTube video that will kind of fit that. And, that something that I actively working on is just trying to learn, like, more about investing. Like, that's my biggest thing. Whether it be advertising, real estate, stocks, cryptocurrency, like, just really diving into that. Like, that's, like, my next focus in the next, like, 10 years, basically.
No, I'm, like, the same way, man. Every day I'm trying to learn something. I go to, like, YouTube and find something on there to kind of just give me, like, a little, like, background and kind of, like, a gist of what I'm looking for. Whether it's, you know, you know, something related to like trading stocks or even yeah. like
yeah.
what else have I tried to explore? I haven't explored the real estate just as yet, but you know, I started to think about mm-hmm. like what was it other business. Obviously, like, I'm in e-commerce and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm, like, learning, like, the marketing and stuff.
Yeah,
like
e-com. That. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, e-commerce is big. Yeah,
very, very, e-commerce very huge, big, man. Huge field. But, like, I'm definitely trying to find, like, my way to separate myself. Because I feel like everybody and their mama got a clothing brand. And I'm like, man, like, I got to.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's why I kind of chose not to do just, like, regular clothing. I wanted to get into, like, the athletic space. Obviously, because, one, I'm an athlete. And, you know, I love sports and fitness. Yeah. So, I'm like.
And you know what? You bring, yeah. Yeah, you bring your own, like, you know, you bring your own flavor to the game. Like, you know, there's a lot of photographers out there, but, you know, they're not going to give you the same thing that Dre's going to give you. You know what I mean? So,
same experience.
I feel like it's the same thing with clothing brands and, you know, e-commerce. Like, there's people who sell a lot of the same products, but it's really about the story and how you push it. You know, a lot of what I do is I work with small businesses and I help them brand themselves and, you know, help them market themselves to their audiences. And sometimes, like, you know, you just need to figure out who your audience is. You might be selling to the wrong person, you know?
There's a gem right there, people. But there's a it's gem definitely right there.
Yeah, you might be selling to the wrong person, man. So sometimes just really taking a step back and saying, like, okay, who's really buying my stuff and who really has the money to invest into these products or services that I'm offering. And, you know, once we got that figured out, just keep going after those type of people. And then, you know, once you find that little niche, you know, it'll work out. But there's a lot of tests, you know, there's a lot of trial and error. You know, I don't want to sit up here and make it sound like, oh, I just knew I was going to work with small businesses. Like, man, I worked with all types of people, models, you know, it was all over the place. Like for me, I was doing everything, events, birthdays, quinches, weddings. Like I did everything under the sun and, you know, and then I found what worked for me. And then I keep pushing to do that. You
right,
know what
right,
I mean?
Right. So what gems would you, I know I like as you're, you know, still building yours, but what gems do you give to those who are kind of like, you know, they might want to aspire getting into like the photography and the videography. Like they have that camera there, but they're scared to just pick it up or they're like scared to like meet people. Like what gems do you have for like those who are just like aspiring to get into this industry here?
Yeah, man. I think I would say is, man, you just got to go out there. Like one thing I used to, you know, when I got first started, I mean, I used to watch all this YouTube videos, man, hours and hours of YouTube. And then what I would learn in just one shoot, you know, just going out to take photos of somebody, I would learn so much in that one shoot. I'm like, man, I got to focus more just doing the shooting, like, you know, photos, videos, and less consuming content. Like, yeah, get the information, but don't spend so much time online. Like, and then, you know, don't beat yourself up. Like the first photo shoot you're going to do, man, like it's probably going to be bad. Or, you know what I mean? Like, it's not, right. You got to give yourself some, you know,
time to grow,
leeway, like to make a mistake. Right. Cause you know, and then also give your time, to, you know, give yourself some time to improve. And, you know, you might go to a photo, you might go to a photo shoot and you mess up the camera settings. Oh, it's too bright. Or, you know, the model's face, or, you know, you didn't give them good direction or whatever. And that's fine. You know, just give them another free shoot, or like, just learn from that experience. Like sometimes, like when you sit down and you hear content, like you can only envision it, but when you're actually doing it, it's a whole different thing. So go out there, go make a mistake or two, you know, and you're human. You know what I mean? Like just keep working on yourself.
So like, I'm actually kind of curious now, like, so like when you first started taking like photos, mm-hmm. like how did it make you feel when you mm-hmm. kind of made like that like first mistake? Like how did you go about like, you know, remedying, you know, like, damn, I messed this up. Or damn, like the camera was like up too bright, like the, or something. I don't know cameras too well. Yeah. Like I know cameras just a little bit, but
yeah,
like,
yeah,
like
yeah.
How did you go about like dealing with that?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, I think that I just, honestly, I can't even remember like the first time I messed up. But one thing that I do is I always just like re-offer to, you know, to reshoot it, or like, hey, it didn't come out the way that we expected. Let's redo this and let's do it another way. And most of the time people are going to like respect that, because, you know, you also don't want to put something out that's bad or represents some, you know what I mean? It doesn't like represent someone's brand and that sort of thing. So I'll just like re-offer to do it, especially in the beginning stages. I don't make that many mistakes now, but, you know, of course it still can happen, but you need to be open to, okay, if you're providing a service, it could be that you mess up a couple times. So just reshoot it, you know, just offer to redo it, or, you know, offer them a discount on the next one, or, you know, something like that, just to make it right.
So when you, like, when somebody comes to, or like requests like a project to get done, I know most people, they're going to come in with like, maybe some people may come in with like an idea kind of already set, but have you had those who've kind of just like, I want a mm-hmm. photo shoot, but I kind of like, don't know exactly like what exactly, like what, like the vision of yeah. like, what they want done. Like, have you had to, you know, come across like people like that?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. Like I work with this brand, Naraji Glasses. They're a, you know, glasses company, and John, the owner, he knows his stuff about glasses, but, you know, in terms of the creative side, he needs help with sometimes the video and the photos, and he'll send an idea or two. But, you know, I've done projects with him where he's just like, yeah, how do we put this as a story? How do we do this? And, you know, that's one thing that I offer too, is creative directing. Cause sometimes like you might be good as selling your product, but you don't really know how the photos should look and stuff like that. So that's where I come in. You know, I'll give you the creative side of it, and we can market it and, you know, help you market it in a way that is cool. And, you know, whatever vibe you want it to give, I can help you do that, and I'll make suggestions. But yeah, I do that pretty often.
Is honestly. That is the, like the creative, like, would you say creative directing?
Yeah. Creative so directing. It's almost like, you know,
I was going to ask, like, is that something like that yeah, a lot of photographers like don't have, that you decided to like add to like your like package, like of what like Drace is like?
Yeah. So nah, that was a good question, bro. Yeah. So I basically evolved my services. I don't consider myself just a photographer anymore, because a photographer, all they're going to do is go to location, aim the camera and just, you know, mm-hmm. shoot it. You know, there's levels to, you know, the production side of my company. So it's not just, I'm just going to come out and shoot it. No, we're going to sit down. We're going to talk about your ideas. We're going to talk about your audience. And we're going to talk about the, you know, the vibe you're going for. So we can bring this whole idea together. Right. And, you know, you can utilize me. I've done, you know, at this point, it's like over 250 projects, 200. It's just like a crazy amount of projects. So at this point, like, I've probably shot it. You know, I've taken photos of it, video of it. Like, I know how it looks. I could show you an example. I could, you know, we can work out a solution, mm-hmm. you know, for whatever you need.
Man. Whew. That is something, bro. That is something. Oh man, I'm glad you're in this space, man.
Yeah, man.
So I have a little segment on my podcast that I like to call GAME, spells game, but I use the acronym as Gems About Me. So I'll either ask like a question okay. or just provide a statement, and you just answer to the best of your ability, whether it's like a fill in the blank or you're just answering the question. So first thing is,
okay.
My name is, and I am.
My name is Dre, and I'm an entrepreneur.
First thing I do when I open my eyes is.
First thing I open them. first thing I do when I open up my eyes.
Kind of like when you, I guess I don't know. I probably could have worded it a little like differently. Like I'm trying like different, you know, like probably like when you like, I want to say like when you wake up in the morning.
I turn off the alarm.
Yeah. Like if it could be anything, bro. I ain't finna judge you.
I turn off the alarm.
I ain't finna judge you for your answers, bro. Whatever you want to say.
Yeah, I guess I don't really know. I don't have like a, I know some people have like a ritual, like some people stretch, some people do yoga.
Yeah,
some,
you know, like that. Yeah, that's what I was, you know, honestly, yeah, like man, I'm not going to judge you for whatever your answer is. Just
yeah. I just get up, man, and brush my teeth and I go about my day. You know what I mean?
Heard you. Early bird or night owl?
Oh, I'm definitely an early bird. Definitely an early bird.
To cope with stress,
I talk to my wife, you know, having somebody to really, you know, she lives with me, so she understands how I am. So I think that, you know, having somebody there, yeah, talking to my wife, definitely.
Heard you. And speaking of your wife, just a little curveball. Top three things you enjoy and love about your spouse.
Oh, man. That's a hard one.
We all know husbands. There's many things. One thing I would say. Just like the top three things that you just like.
Yeah, yeah. Man. Top three. I would definitely say like patience. You know, we come from two different backgrounds. So really, you know, spending the time to, you know, understand each other. That's huge. Being loved unconditionally. You know what I mean? Like somebody accepting you for who you are, like what you are, you know, what you represent, like, you know what I mean? Just in the, you know, who you are as a person, like for somebody to love you, like that's a huge thing. And then I would say, kind of circling back around, someone, you know, goal oriented, you know, if you're not on the same page on life, you know, you could really lose the balance. You know, sometimes, you know, my wife, I do a lot, you know what I mean? At night, you know, sometimes I got to edit this. I got to be in a meeting. I got to do this. And, you know, having that person that understands and, you know, understands where we're trying to go in life and, you know, who has the same goals as you, it makes it so much easier. And, you know, I think that's probably the top three things I love about my wife for sure.
All right. So, your favorite people to work with when shooting content or working on content with?
Ooh, this is a good one. Man, I like working with, there's this health coach. Her name, she has a company called Get Sparked, Diana. Man, we've been working together for, I want to say like 3 years now. And when I first met her, she was very hesitant in investing. She never made content before. And man, from like the time that, you know, we met to now, like she goes full blown, like investing into content now. And, you know, I actually have like a shoot with her in a few weeks. So it's like, you know, she's very, you know, she loves investing in this stuff. And like, it's somebody I really like enjoy working with because she's super creative and I love people who are like, you know, they got goals as well. So she's a fitness professional, health coach, and like, you know, her goals are all in order too. So I would say like, yeah, she's definitely like a person I really enjoy working with. But yeah, that's a top person for me. Yeah.
All right. And the last one, the Dre Say Productions brand will be.
Will be successful.
That's all I'm looking for, bro. That's all I'm looking for.
It will be successful. Shoot.
Cool.
Got to speak it into existence and it will be, you know what I mean?
So, just a couple more things before we kind of, you know, ease on our way out of here. What do you feel? So I know you just talked about like you know, your favorite person to work with, but like, I know you probably get like a variety of like different people from like different industries that you work with. So who, like, what group of people do you find like the easiest to work with? And then like, who do you find like, you know, a little bit more like challenging, that kind of forces you to kind of like dig in, like, yeah, challenging, kind of forces you kind of like dig in your bag just like a little bit more or so?
Yeah, I say I love working with fitness industry type, because man, it's just like when I'm around like you, like Akila, like when I talk to you, man, it's just like I feel good, like, you know what I mean? Like, I love working with fitness professionals. It's like, you know, everybody's like always smiling. It's always a good mood. And then also you respect the time, because, you know, you're also like a person where it's, everything's very timely as well. So like, I respect that when I work with clients who, you know, respect my time as well. And I'm telling you, 10, like always, fitness professionals are like the best. Like, I love working with them. Love. I mean, I love working with everybody, yeah. But you know, when we're talking about who's the best, I think the fitness industry for sure. And then I say I think the more challenging, I wouldn't say difficult, but I would say the more challenging clients I have are definitely like music videos, like working with artists. Cause sometimes they have a vision on how certain things should look. And sometimes you could kind of butt heads a little bit on what might look best and that sort of thing. And at the end of the day, it's their video. I'm going to always do whatever the client wants, but sometimes it may not be, it's a little bit challenging to get the final product, especially, you know, when we talk about the editing process. Oh, some people want effects. Some people don't. They want it more simple. They want it to more look like a movie. They wanted this, they wanted that. So I think that there's way more conversation, and you can, you know, I love making music videos. Like, it's cool. But it is a lot more work, and it's definitely a little bit more, it's definitely a little bit more challenging for sure.
So, have you had like a project so far that's kind of like really been like, not difficult, but just like somebody who's coming is just like, you've really had to like, all right, this is going to really take some really downtime for like myself to really kind of help, like, you know, bring this project like to life. Like, have you had like a project like that, or like multiple projects where you're just like, you know, I don't know if it like stresses you out or anything, but you're just like, damn, like this project is a lot. And like, so I just really just need to, you know, really sit down and make sure I get this right.
I've worked, you know, I'm not going to say the artist's name, but I definitely worked with an artist that, you know, I had to put a storyboard together. It was a lot of work, and it was draining. Honestly, and by the end of it, you know, yeah, you know, everyone likes the video at the end, but, you know, sometimes, you know, what you see is the finished product, but behind the scenes, putting it all together, it's stressful. It's not, you know, always like sunshine and rainbows. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot that you go back and forth with the client. And sometimes, you know, you don't want to go back and forth with a client, but, you know, sometimes you got to put your foot down and it does get stressful sometimes, but yeah, typically that happens with more like working with artists and stuff like that.
All right, brother. Well, so I just want us to end on with just a few notes here. So what I want you to do is just leave our audience with, you know, a gem. I want you to leave a gem from yourself, and also leave them with a gem that you heard, that you live by.
Okay. One gem that I would give is, don't be afraid to invest in yourself, you know, whether it be your health or, you know, your physical health, mental health, and just your business. You know what I mean? Like, take that risk, you know, learn what you're going to do first, obviously, but don't be scared to never do it. You know what I mean? if you never do it, then you'll never know. And you know, we're on this earth for such a short period of time. Like, just do it. Exactly. Like,
don't know when your time comes. Just do it while you're still alive.
Exactly, man. And something that I heard,
something that you live by, like every day, like you, it plays over in like your mind every day. Like you can recite it back to somebody.
You know, I would say, treat people the way you want to be treated. You know what I mean? Like, we're all in this world together, and we all come from different backgrounds, but at the end of the day, like, let's all come together as a community, look out for each other, and just really, like, push ourselves, you know, to be better people. That's what I would say.
Absolutely. All right, party people. Y'all heard it first from D Dre himself. You want to drop off like your social so everybody knows where to find you?
Yeah. So, yeah, if anybody wants to give me a follow, you know, you could just find me. My name's right there, Dre Say Productions. You can go to my website or Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. You can check out my work if you want. I mean, there's like over 200 videos there. So if you're bored one day, you want to just check out some videos I've done, trust me, there's plenty there. But I really appreciate you, Akilah, for having me on the podcast. Absolutely, this is really dope. Absolutely. And you know, I hope more success for you too, man.
Thank you, my guy. All right, family, we're gonna wrap it up. Stay blessed, stay gemmed up.